Aleishur, חלק בייס, תו למד וו. The second word, הרצין להיסקריב. The will to draw near. ההכרה שדיברנו עליה, the recognition of Hashem that we spoke about in the previous word, מעמידה ויסון מיד על מצבינו. Immediately clarifies to us, establishes to us our situation. ממי הסרחקנו? From whom did we distance ourselves? עד כמה הסרחקנו ממנו על ידי מעשינו? How far have we distanced ourselves through our actions? ומסערר הרצון להתקרב אליו יתברך שוב. And that ignites the will to renew our closeness to him. הן התשובה במעשה מתחילה ברצון לשוב. Actual practical teshuva begins with the desire to return. אי אפשר לדלג עליו, one cannot skip over this desire. כי הוא המכוון את דרכו של האדם. That's what determines a person's direction. גם החטא התחיל עם רצון להשחק ולחטוא. The chait also began with a desire to sin. כי אין אדם חוטא בלי רצון. We're not robots, and a person sins because he has a desire to do so. אנחנו ממציאים לעצמנו אמתלאי סרבויס על הרפיון בעבידה ועל הכישלון בחטא. Often it's not just the person wants to eat a ham sandwich. Not like that. Often it's something much more subtle, and then we invent for ourselves many excuses, many amtelois regarding our laxity in avodah and failures in chait. But it's a desire. Kasher shalim mishu eichu matzliach belimudoi. This the author said a number of times before. You ask somebody how he's succeeding in his learning, v'u mesabei v'inav ha-shamayim. He rolls his eyes, v'omer tzarich siyata d'shmaya. He sighs, he releases a sigh. He needs siyata d'shmaya. Mai oimek kavanasoi. What does he really mean? Who asides shelo? What he means is he's done his bit. Rak ha-siyata d'shmai is akva mishuma. For some reason, red tape, the siyata d'shmai has been withheld. Ve'lachen lo yitzliach kol kach, and therefore he's not really succeeding. Kloma, ha-ribayinoi shel olam, Hashem be'i hatzlach ha-soi. Kadosh Baruch Hu is responsible for this individual's lack of success. We're talking about that type of thing. Say chazal in yoyim ha-daflam etches. Ba li tohir meseye'inoi soi. The person is coming to become pure, he receives assistance. Bali tomei pesachin lo. If he's coming to defile himself, they open the door for him. Hakol tali ba'adam, says the author, it depends on the individual. Im retzonei ho amiti hu litaher. If his real wish is to become tosh, so ba litaher. That's what the words mean. When Chazal say ba litaher, it connotes a real wish to become tohir. Az hu moitzes atzmoin ezar. Then he will find himself assisted. And the opposite is true as well. Me'idach, on the other hand, this is a much more subtle point. Ein lanu klal lo yumar latzmenu. We should not at all say to ourselves, Hare ani matzliach, if I'm succeeding in some endeavor, simanu ki kavanasi teva. That's an indication that I must be doing something right. Umina shamayim maskimim darki. And from shamayim, this is a sign that they agree with my path. מההצלחה הנראית כסייעתא דשמיא. From success that appears as סייעתא דשמיא, אין כל הוכחה שדרכנו היא טובה. There's no proof that that particular path is correct. כי, because as חז"ל זה מקור דף י', בדרך שאדם רוצה ללכת, in the path that a person wishes to follow, בו מוליכים אותו. They lead him down that path. Now, I made a note for myself. Later on דף תו ריש ה', Ois Gimel, the author discusses this point in much greater detail in the set of essays that deals with Bitachoin. So it's Tav Reishei Ois Gimel. This point is elaborated on, that when a person succeeds in whatever endeavor, it is not necessarily true that it's a sign from heaven that he's doing the right thing. It could be that, but Derech Adam Otzel Alechis, he wants to follow the route, Bevakasha, so they open the doors for him. At any rate, back to the text, Hakol Talui Baratzoin Shelanu. It all depends on our will. הרצון הוא הפיסח והסגר במעשים שלנו ובהנהגת ההשגחה איתנו. רצון is the lock, the key, whatever you want to call it, that opens and closes in terms of the השגחה and how it directs our paths. השכלת התשובה המעשית היא בזה. To summarize, the beginning of practical תשובה is this, שנבחן את רצוננו לאן הוא נוטה. It's a bit of a paradox. We would think that the beginning of practical tshuva is to do something, go roll in the snow. No, the beginning is to examine our will. Where is it really tending to? If we find that there are aspects of our ratzin, that we really want to be defiled, nitzterech liyasher es ratzonei liyos boliter, then the first task is to straighten one's ratzin and change it to be boliter. Keitzad mishanim es ratzin, how does one change one's will? Zeu hayesoid. The fundamental idea is bekoicha shel hakara hamitis ulishames gam es ratzin shiamiti. The power of real recognition, true recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we spoke about in the first Vaad, that has the power to change one's ratzin also to be truthful. We spoke about the strength and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it should be truthful and certain. Kan hamivchan lehakara zeh. This is the test for that recognition. V'chan anu umdim shuv ala eichrach. And here again, an imperative that we spoke about before in the first Vaad. But here we see again the imperative, but the shuvah besisis mi'i hakara lehakara. In that fundamental tshuva that consists of going from a weaker hakara to a stronger hakara. Bameh aleinu livdok es etzenonu le'anu nateh. Where should we check our ratzin and see its tendencies? Nisamekna b'divrei Rabbeinu Yonah b'sharei teshuvah beis tes. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, v'yesh anashim tzadikim v'sharim b'libo yisam. There are people who are tzadikim and upright in their hearts. She'agalaim kalavit tamid b'machshav yisam. In their thoughts, there's a roar like a lion. V'yinhamu al chata'im k'nehama sayam. They groan over the chata'im like the sea. As a sea, I don't think we say the sea groans, but as a sea roars. They regret their shortcomings in Avidas Hashem. This is where many people go wrong. It's the statement of Chazal that in a certain sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers Bitul Torah worse than other, even the most serious Averis. The author explains, Hayesharim ha'ele shagim l'chateim. These upright people roar over the chateim. Zeu davar echad. That's one thing. V'asheini, asher Rabbeinu Yonah madgish Eusebius, the second element which Rabbeinu Yonah emphasizes exceedingly, hu koitzer hayad ba'avidas Hashem, our shortcomings in avidas Hashem. V'asheini, yoser chamo merishon. The second is worse than the first. Ur ayasoi, the raya that Rabbeinu Yonah uses, mima sheviter HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachoil al gilui arayos ishichuz damim. As if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mevater on those terrible averos, velo yviter al bitul tira. What does that mean? I mean, it seems a really astonishing statement of Chazal. Ha'avana b'zeh hi berura. It's quite clear. Ha'tira ha'kadosh hi ha'tavlin lechol yetzir. As Chazal tells us, it's a statement of Chazal that the Torah is a tavlin. If we would grasp onto Avodas Hashem with the utmost strength, loy hayinu magim lechet, we would not descend into chet. Lachin reish kol amereinu bitul tira. Therefore, Chazal telling us, the beginning of all ills is bitul tira. Shaisa hadvekus b'torah refui atzlenu. That attachment to Torah was just weak. Is that's the beginning. When a person's on a greasy pole and just start a little bit, let's go, he's holding on with all of his strength. But if there's a little bit of refuel, that's the beginning. That's how you start sliding deeper and deeper, lower and lower. HaKadosh Baruch Hu viter al gilui arayos v'ashichuz damim. Again, in inverted commas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, overlooks gilui arayos v'ashichuz damim shehen titzah, because those are outcomes, those are consequences. That's when a person is really low down on the pole. V'lo yiviter al bitul Torah shiyasiba. Chazal are telling us he's not mevater, he does not wave and overlook bitul Torah because that's the cause for everything that comes afterwards. Im neidazos, if we know this, kama aleinu lechazek es haratzon lis'alois al yedei avodas Torah. Then it is incumbent upon us to strengthen our wish to grow and to be firm in Avodas HaTorah. Haratzonu hakoach ha'elyon v'amok mikol kochos ha'nefesh. This is a statement that the author has made a number of times in both volumes, that the ratzon is the most exalted and the deepest of all psychological forces, one's will. V'neirahu lirois, it is terrible to see. Ad kama rei b'nei Adam, the extent to which most people, v'afilu b'nei Torah, even b'nei Torah, nevoichim ve'enam yoideim lishtamesh boi. They are confused and they don't really know how to use it. Hein kim'at muskal rishon. It's become almost taken for granted, almost like axiomatic. She'adam kol kach anus al edei ta'avoisav, that we are so forced throughout the avois, ad she'yif shalich aletz mehen, to the point where it's impossible for us to extricate ourselves. We take it for granted that we are so pulled by desires that we are almost compelled. Mamash kilu muchach velo bal bechira, as if we were automatons and not balei bechira. Shitois mesuyamois bapsychologia hamoderni. Certain elements in modern psychology, chaderu gam eleinu. Unfortunately, they insinuate their way into the Torah camp, v'yatzu muskar rishon zeh, and they create this axiom in the minds of people. And of course, the author wrote this many decades ago. Today, it is a far, far worse phenomenon, where it seems, even in the Torah world, there's so much acceptance of various behaviors and modes of conduct, as if the person did not have a choice. It's just because of this condition or that condition or this trauma or that or whatever. Ulam oleinu das is the author, and again, this is a point he's made before. We have to know kizoi kefiran mamash. This is the denial of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah stand for. Ki yesod kol haTorah sheyesh la'adam bechira. The fundamental, the foundation of the entire Torah is that people have choice. To summarize, lachein zeis oleinu la'aseis. We need to do this. Lehashlich me'oleinu kol ha'ta'anus alachim. First of all, to cast off all complaints about others, ke'ilu hem ashamim bakishlanos shelanu, as if they are responsible to one extent or another for our failures, leraboy satana l'Hashem Yisbarach, including the claims that we have against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ke'ilu hu lo yisiyah lanu dayoy, as if he has not sufficiently aided us, veladas ki hakoel talui banu, and to know that it all depends on us, be'atzmeinu uv'chizuk etzenu, it depends on us, the commitment that we have, the strength of will, the willpower that we have. That's the first step. Nivdoik efoy es atzmenu, therefore we are going to check, scrutinize ourselves. Le'an retzoineinu noite. Where is our will tending to? Im anu bivchinas boli taher, are we in the aspect of coming to be purified? Oy adain kevulim anu, are we still fettered, still chained, bevi'ali tamei, in a desire to be defiled, and to make the strongest attempt to force ourselves into a situation of bali teher, to be to cleave to the Torah with the rest of our strength. Afterwards, check what is realistic for us. What can we demand of ourselves in Eisek HaTorah v'Avodas Hashem? And what step is still beyond our means to attain? Ad kan.